It's a pleasure to be invited to speak at this event. So when I first heard of the event itself, I had no idea what this is about, and we had a bit of an introduction call and I did a bit of research, as you always do. And I thought, oh, okay, wow, lots of people with titles and knowledge. And as Bill said, there's always room for knowledge. But it's a nice segue from what Nancy described. So in Activate Learning, I've been working there since 2016. Excuse me. My background is HE. I moved to the UK in 2015. I didn't know what further education is, I'll be honest. I had no idea there's something called vocational training, because where I come from was schools and you go to university or you go to find a job in your local place. And I decided to do engineering, and lots of pushback, female engineering, electrical, you know, we can't call you at night because you can't be doing this. So all these challenges were in place. But one thing really struck me is when I left university, I left with a huge amount of knowledge and very little amount of other skills. And when I say other skills, that's a big, massive bag of soft, hard, middle, whatever you want to call it. I sat in meetings and I have all the knowledge, but I didn't know how to put a set of slides together to the audience that I had in front of me. And throughout being in vocational learning and having direct contact with our students, and the Ofsted multiple iterations that we went through in 2017 and then in 2022, there is obviously a need to equip these learners with more than just a qualification, more than just the knowledge they need to go to the market. The employer is interested in more than that, not just the technical knowledge. The technical knowledge will get you to the end of that, how to fix a laptop or get something, you know, sorted for that specific area. But it's the resilience, it's everything else. So in Activate Learning, we have a digital strategy, which is coming to an end now, and we are launching our new, I would like to call it a 3 years. Our executive team wants to go to a 5, so we're debating. We might go for a 4-year strategy. I believe the technological rhythm is very fast, so I think we need to go with a 3 years and then come up with something rapid after that. But I just wanted to highlight our strategic drivers. And the reason being is I just wanted to show that in here, there is two areas, which is, well, majority of them linked to digital directly or indirectly. So technology being obviously the dominant one, but as part of our learning philosophy, the neuroscience element, well-being, we use a lot of our digital apps and everything for well-being. And we take well-being really seriously with our learners. But also there's globalization, they become global citizens, they need to learn digital communication, digital collaboration across the world with other people as well as sustainability, of course. So we believe that to strengthen our students with these digital competencies, which is now maths, English and digital literacies, we need to equip our staff at the same time, because to teach that element, to learn, to be able to deliver, you need to know that from the start. So this is a very short journey of our digital competencies framework, but this work really started in 2017. We have gone through multiple iterations. We tried to deliver it as a standalone subject called digital skills. We tried to deliver it as part of the enrichment. And now we're trying to deliver it with the main AIM curriculum or through their main subject. And this is our best trial and our best iteration so far. So in March 2022, we launched our framework. I'm really pleased that 3 of the 6 C's that we've identified as digital competencies were in Bill's presentation. So just in case, excuse me, that's just forces the same thing. So we came up with this framework. Excuse me. We introduced it to staff in April. We had everybody trained on an introduction and around the 6 C's, as we call them: creation, collaboration, connection, curation, communication, and critical thinking. Got them. So what we did afterwards is we wanted to establish a baseline for all our staff and students to know where they are and how they can improve those digital competencies. So we created a diagnostic assessment within our colleges. What's really beautiful about this diagnostic is it sends the students into different pathways depending on their level. So it's not a one size fits all. We know that doesn't work for everybody. It creates a spiky profile for every student and staff. We created a staff toolkit. We then we had an event called Connect to College Week, which is really important for us at the beginning of the year. So in week zero, as we call it, there is no teaching that takes place in our colleges. That week zero is we just teach the students or introduce the students to different elements of what they will do. There's a little bit around activities for their vocational areas, but we also introduce the six competencies. We introduce the learning philosophy, things about online safety, safeguarding, which is really, really important when you are 16. We then went into the exciting element, which is contextualizing digital competencies. And I always remember this example. I went into a construction classroom and the student was there. And I said, what do you want to learn? Oh, I would just want to learn how to lay bricks. I said, then what do you want to do when you finish? I'll have my own business. How are you going to set up your business? I don't know. You need a digital skill to set up your business. You need the digital skills to contact your customers. You need a digital skill to do this and this and this. Ah, okay. And the penny dropped. They realized they need it. But sometimes when you are 16, it's really hard to see that. So we need to equip our staff to make it clear to these students, why do they need the digital competencies? As Nancy mentioned, we had the great Ofsted visiting us in November 2022. I'll be honest, if anybody here is from FE, if you go through Ofsted and you come out the other side, okay, you are resilient. That framework is tough. That framework is really tough. It's a lot of work, lots of data, lots of, you know, I could talk about it till tomorrow. It was really hard. And there's an element of focus on digital as well. I had one of the inspectors really interested in this and they wanted to see how this is embedded. Where is the students sort of measured around this? Where's the impact? And from an Ofsted view, this is a new thing. We haven't been asked about that before. So just reiterates the emphasis of digital. And we continue to promote digital within our different areas. So without going into too much details, I use the construction example because it's classic to how can we embed digital into our curriculum. A lot of the time, what we teach in vocational is the qualification, and actually we need to broaden that. So they need to be able to use 2D, 3D. You know, we've got 3D printing facilities in our campuses. How a construction learner will be able to design something and come up and actually print it and see their work in real life. So the product we've created, and we're really proud of this, is it gives them a diagnostic. It sends the students into personalized pathways for students. And then there's another set of pathways for staff with a pedagogical approach behind it. There's a matrix with the six competencies at four different levels. Each one will get a different level. There is a subject-specific activity card, as I showed here. We have this for all our subjects. It's a huge amount of work that we've gone through. I think we've got probably around 500 activity cards for the levels and the subject areas. We've got our spaces of technology-enhanced learning where we practice these digital competencies. We put bespoke support plans for our staff. We do digital clubs. And we do differentiated approaches for our high-need learners. And recently, we introduced Lego sets. If you've ever seen those Lego Prime or Spike sets, they are fantastic. It's not just a Lego like you put it together. You can actually program it. And our high-need learners who've got very complex learning needs are really, really enjoying that. Lego, I'll take 10% of that share. I just made a massive advertisement for you. So yeah, so this is what just briefly what we have. It's, as I said, each teacher gets a toolkit. They can use the contextualized digital in their subject area. Students like it because it makes sense. We are not asking a student who's studying access to nursing to create a Canva infographic. We're saying, how can you manage patient records securely? That's meaningful for them. That makes sense. When you go to an engineering student, how can you use AutoCAD to create panel drawing, blah, blah, blah. It makes sense to the subject area. These are just some of our students in action. So that's a sports teacher teaching anatomy and physiology using VR. The photo is not great, but I couldn't get people's faces on because I need consent of every single learner in that photo. And the other learner is using Oculus Quest for a drone simulator that we created in-house. I could go on about digital for the next 24 hours. So yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for everyone.